It was a battle last night, no question. We knew it was going to be coming in. Scott's Bluff on a good season with their coaching staff and their players going through your same way. And Bluff's tough running game last night. You gave it a shot. Some turnovers, a key part in this one as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, at the end of the day, it was kind of the recipe for what they want to do as a football team is, you know, number one, they want to keep the ball away from you, and they did a really good job with that. You know, as we talked in the pregame leading up to it, you know, they run the wing offense, they pack it in there tight, and, you know, I said it at halftime to our guys, there were definitely moments, a lot of moments during the first half where we did a good job kind of stymieing them. And giving ourselves some chances to get them in some yardages they didn't want to be in. Our defense stood in there in a big way in a lot of moments. We just you just got to string them all together. A lot of times for them, it's literally four downs. They're going to take all the downs to get the first down. You know, we just needed to string a few more together. And then we also, the message to the offense and the entire team was, possessions are going to be a premium when you face a team like that with the ball control offense that they have. And, you know, we just didn't do enough with our possessions. I'm speaking offensively. Unfortunately, we just had some penalties that really killed some drives. We just were not able to get in rhythm offensively very well. You know, Tristan had some nice runs and was able to break some things open. You know, Tate Schaefer had a really nice run at the beginning of the game. Unfortunately, it was called back due to a penalty. There was another one in the first half that was called back due to a penalty, one of Tristan's runs. You know, we got the ball back late in the first half, and, you know, Trent made a couple really nice throws down the field, and Tristan caught a nice pass in the middle of the field. Ty Junker caught a nice pass down the sideline, and we were in the red zone to make it a 14-7 ball game, and we just came up short. And so, you know, I circle back to those possessions. You got to really cherish them. That was literally the word we said, and we just had some moments where we just weren't able to extend those drives. There was a couple third downs we didn't convert on. And so at the end of the day, against a team like Scott's Bluff that runs the ball as well as they do, that, I mean, they do a really good job. The Nate Kelly kid is exceptional. He runs it a bunch, and when it's time to get a yard or two, that's who they're going to go to, and it's easier said than done to stop it. But our kids played extremely hard. There was nothing in that realm. Our guys played their hearts out. We just didn't do enough offensively, and we weren't able to string enough together defensively to stop them. And, you know, at the end of the day, they chunk it at you, and then, unfortunately, there's a time where they're going to break it open, and Nate Kelly had a long run in the second half that kind of broke that score open, and then we went down three scores. And there kind of comes a point where you got to kind of press a little bit to try to get back in the game, you know, just because you don't know how much you're going to get the ball with them running it as much as they do. Our kids play extremely hard. I'm proud of our guys, how hard they played. We're obviously disappointed. It was a district title opportunity. We weren't able to accomplish that last night, but I think the message was clear in the huddle that, you know, the season's not over. You know, we got to learn from this. It's still a season, even though it's week eight. We still have a great matchup coming up against Lexington this next Friday to finish the season, and we're going to have to play well to get that one. But everything's still out in front of us. We just got to, you know, once again, stay in the moment, learn from the things that ailed us in this game, and get better from it.
Hard-hitting game. Wow, there's going to be some sore bodies. Both teams, there were some guys kind of limping a little bit in that second half. Both sides from a hard-hitting game, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I mean, it's kind of like, we kind of use the reference, it's like battling in a phone booth. There's nowhere to go. And, you know, our guys stood the challenge. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Our guys stood in tall and played extremely hard. And, you know, it's one of those things. It's kind of a frustrating offense to go against because they just kind of chunk it at you. And that's where I allude back to. You got to string about two or three plays in a row to get them in a yardage that they don't want to be in. I believe they ended up with zero passing yards. But they don't care. They're all about controlling the ball and ended up with more points at the end. So we got to learn from it. We have to be able to take kind of the wounds we took from it, but be able to get better and move on because we have a, you know, it's still week nine, and we will be in the playoffs. And so, you know, it's all about building and continuing to reach your peak and stay on the chase like we always talk about.
You know, when an offensive line and your offensive lineman all your life, usually you have maybe some 300-pound tackles. They had two 300-pound guards up front.
Yeah, Scotts Bluff's always been a big team. They got big kids. I felt like there were a lot of times, and we always talk about being the lowest and the fastest. I always like our guys. They're strong and athletic guys, and as long as we can play with great pad level and we can get ourselves in that fit position and move them out of there, and we had a lot of opportunities where we did that. You know, I would just say, their defensive front is probably as good as we see. And so when you go against a team like that, you got to just continue to sustain those blocks. And you got to get in rhythm offensively. You got to stay ahead of the game. You got to manage the game. You got to stay ahead of the chains, as they say. And there was just some moments where revert back to kind of shooting yourself in the foot a little bit. And, you know, you can say whether, it was the right calls or not, they were called on the field, and I'm not alluding to that. It just is what it is. You got to be able to bounce back from it and get yourself back on schedule.
Still have a chance to finish the regular season. Hey, 7-2 is pretty darn good going into the playoffs, but you got to get that back to work on Monday and get an Lex team that did battle Hastings last night. It's on their home field. They don't want to lose their final. This will be their final game of the season. They're not going to make the playoffs. You know darn well you're going to get their best shot.
Yeah, they lost a tough game to Hastings last night in a one-point game. Lexington's continuing to get better each and every week, even though they slipped up last night. They got some good skill players, there's no doubt about it, and they'll have some big kids. Lexington McCook goes back a long time, and so kind of like Scotts Bluff McCook, Lexington McCook goes back a long time, and so it'll be a physical game again at their place. And you know, the message all this week is going to be finished. We need to finish the regular season. It's going to be a tough game. We've had some tough battles out there in Lexington. It's not a very long drive over there, but we got to really focus on ourselves each and every day and get better from this game last night. And like I say all the time, just continue to find the things that we feel like are working for us and continue to improve on the things that are ailing us and just keep building, because our season is going to extend. But the reality is we need to play really well against Lexington and give ourselves a chance to win and continue building upon this.
Yeah, Lex has got some kids with Lex names, McFarland, Trex, got a Thorell kid, a Denker, all those kids. I don't. These are sons of the dads, apparently, but they're pretty good athletes.
They're really good athletes. You know, just initial watches on film. Coach Harvey does a good job finding ways to get them the ball, and we're going to have to find those matchups again. We're going to have to find ways to find those pieces and plug it all into the game plan, and they're going to have some explosive players, and we're going to have to take note of that and make sure that we have all of our bases covered defensively, and then, you know, offensively, we're going to have to do a better job of getting in rhythm. We're going to have to do a better job of, just basically sustaining the ball a lot better than we did last night. And I believe our guys are going to come back. I know they're going to come back hungry this week. We're disappointed, as I said before, but, we haven't lost for a while. It was week three against Waverly was our last loss, so we were able to string, quite a few wins together here late. But we slipped up last night. But as I said before, the season's not over. We got a big one coming up this week, and I know the guys will come back Monday, motivated and driven to continue to get better and finish this thing off the way we know we need to.
Your JVs wrapped up their schedule on Monday, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. And so just proud of, you know, our developmental games this year with our freshmen and JV, and those guys competing extremely hard. You know, it's hard to believe those seasons have wrapped up, and, you know, just really proud of all of our players and how hard they've worked this season. And, you know, it's exciting to be at those games. And then, you know, obviously there's some road games as well, but you know, our junior high teams also finished in a big way this week as well, and was, you know, the times for those games were, had the chance to go and watch those games. We don't get a lot of opportunities to do that, just you know, whether they're away or they play early in the day. So it was great to go watch our junior high teams really finish with a bang this week, and I was really proud of all of our levels and just appreciate our coaches that coach those levels of ball, our junior high coaches, our freshman JV coaches. You can't do it by yourself, and I got a great staff of guys that just really do a great job with the kids. They care about them. They have a lot of football knowledge, and so just feel really, really fortunate and blessed that the guys that I have.